Hello, my name is Roger and I am calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you help us answering a few questions?
What is the survey about?
It's about hurricane threats, damage reduction, flood damage. It's basically about weather.
How long is the survey?
It will take about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
And may I know, your home is a single family home, a town home? Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
And do you know when your home has been built?
In the 60s.
Okay. And have you ever made any upgrade to your property?
Yes.
And can you name one of them?
A new kitchen.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Over 50.
And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Well, certainly tropical storms. We didn't have any direct hits from any hurricanes.
Okay, and do you remember in what year was the tropical storm or the name of it?
Well, there was Wilma, which was a hurricane, but we only had tropical storm winds. We had Katrina, too, which was just a tropical storm when it was here. There's been many, many, many over the years.
Okay. And have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Physically damaged? No, I was without power for 6 weeks. That's not pleasant.
And may I know how vulnerable do you feel from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Well, I feel extremely vulnerable, of course.
And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? For example, buying supplies. Oh, okay.
I evacuate.
Okay. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, this is within 48 hours the hurricane hits. When a hurricane warning is issued, this is within 36 hours. And for your home, okay. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? To have all the information.
I feel very certain.
Okay. And may I know your top three sources of information? Radio, TV, social media, internet sources?
Radio and TV, really. Newspapers. I still get a newspaper.
And from in a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 the most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
Probably, I don't have shutters, nor do I have impact windows, so I guess I'd rate myself a 1.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. How prepared do you feel?
Well, that's why I evacuate.
Okay.
Because I don't want to stay in the house.
Okay, and have any of these factors that I'm about to tell you impacted in your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? And for example, the cost of food and other essentials, the property taxes, the transportation costs, loss of income or employment, a cost of insurance, cost of housing, cost of childcare. Any other cost that you may have in mind?
Well, insurances, I've dropped all my insurance because who could afford it? I can't afford it.
Okay.
So I don't have insurance for a hurricane.
Okay.
Because it's too costly. I used to have it, but I can't afford to have it anymore because they're just gouging everybody. It's terrible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And may I know, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Pardon me?
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes, it's in a flood zone. An evacuation zone both, and I live on the water, so there you go.
Okay.
Again, that's why I evacuate.
And do you know what is the letter designation for the flood zone? A, B, C? A, B, or C?
A.
Okay. And what about for the evacuation zone?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. And when will you evacuate? When the hurricane watch is issued, 48 hours. When the warning is issued, 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Okay. And if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family member, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
I stay within the state and I go to a hotel further inland.
Okay.
As I said, I live on the water, so I don't want to drown.
And may I know how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
And what is the amount of dollar deductible in your home insurance policy? I know that you already told me that you don't know, but I would like you to mention it once again.
I have no insurance, so I have no deductible.
Thank you. And how confident are you that you could come out with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Yes, I have that put away for that reason.
Okay. And in recent years, and if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I think the federal government has a responsibility to take care of its citizens.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
I'd say 5.
And what about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I don't understand that question.
That the planning on how is located the homes are taking in consideration hurricane risk.
But new homes that are being built, is that what you're saying?
Actually, I'm saying is how confident you are that the structure of how the homes are distributed are taking in consideration hurricane risk.
I'd say 3.
And what about that the new development takes into account hurricane wind risk? Not debris, just wind.
I'd say 3.
And what about the new developments take into account flood risk?
Again, I'll say 3.
And that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
I'll say 5.
Okay. And I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida?
Yes, definitely.
And do you think that your property or finances are being affected by it?
Yes.
Okay. And will you consider selling your home in a private market as a part of a government buyout program, or you wouldn't sell your home?
No, I'm not going to sell. Where am I going to go?
Okay. And if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how would they fund those initiatives? Increasing the income taxes, increasing the property taxes, increasing both of the taxes, or do you have something else in mind?
I think they have to become more efficient themselves. They're throwing money away, paying off student loans and all this kind of nonsense. It's ridiculous. That money should be spent for the people. That's our tax money.
Sorry, I'm writing down your answer. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, about 33 feet above the sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Very.
Okay. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you? The neighborhood, the schools, the crime rate, the price, the walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to your job, or some another reason you may have?
The neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood.
Okay. Can you tell me two more? I need three reasons.
Pardon?
Can you tell me two more reasons? For example, the walkability or the crime rate that might be low, or proximity to other
schools. Mm-hmm. I'll say schools because I have children. I'd say school was important. Mm-hmm. They could walk to school where I moved, so that's important.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living?
Also, price was important. Okay. We got a good price for the house, so that had to do with it.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, 1 to 3?
Until I die.
Okay. And we're about to finish. Thank you very much for your time. And I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Can you tell me your age if there is not a problem?
80.
Thank you. And may I know your gender? You only need to mention it. This is included in the question.
Feminine.
Thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And are there any 12 years old or younger in your house?
No.
And what about people over 65? How many?
How many other than myself?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one other person here, yes. He's
okay.
65.
Okay. And may I know your marital status?
Well, we're married.
Okay. And may I know what is the highest grade of a school completed by any adult member in your household?
College. 4 years of college.
Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And in what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
White. Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And can you tell me which is the income range in your household? Under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
Over 100.
Okay. And these are all the questions that I have for you today. Thank you very much. You helped me a lot today.
Okay.
Have a good night. Thank you.